You're welcome. It's Domaine Dave again, cheapwinefinder.com. Another wine review podcast for a wine we wrote up on the cheapwinefinder.com website. And I went to Trader Joe's. They haven't had a lot of newer wines lately, but this is a wine that they've had for a while, but hadn't had it in my Trader Joe's. And it's a companion to a wine that came out last fall. The name of it's Rough and Ready Cabernet Franc versus Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's got pictures of two old-timey boxers, but with boxing gloves, punch each other in the head. Because you can't really tell what the name is. It says Rough and Ready Productions, which doesn't really sound like the name of it, but there you go. Anyway, last fall they had the Petit Verdot versus Petit Syrah, and that was pretty good. And this is a like an $8.99 wine. Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon shouldn't be versus. First of all, they're two of the top three grapes for Bordeaux blends, which is the most famous blend in the world, red blend, I think any kind of blend in the world. And they work well together. And way back when, centuries ago, no one's really sure who, according to what I could find, someone crossed Cabernet Franc with Sauvignon Blanc. And the result was Cabernet Sauvignon. So, so Cabernet Franc's the daddy and Cabernet Sauvignon's a child. I actually looked up to see if it was male, female, and that type of thing. And I looked, and grapevines are very confusing. You gotta be into botany for this, and they change, and sometimes they're this, and sometimes they're that. So basically, it's the parent and the sibling rather than. Plants do have sexes. It's complicated, but they do have it. But it's too complicated. So this is pops and the kids, or pops and moms and the kid. Though the kid is now kind of bypassed the pop or the mom. We don't know which one it is. So you know, this isn't a versus. This is a Bordeaux blend. I mean, if you had Merlot and some a little bit of Petit Verdot and Malbec, you'd have the full-blown. And having wines from Bordeaux with only two of the grapes is common. It's not, you know, they like to put all five in sometimes. They don't have to. So this is a wine from Lodi. I'm going to take a sip. We're going to talk about Lodi. Lodi is an interesting AVA. It is southeast of Napa. It's in the River Delta from the San Pablo Bay. And one thing about Lodi is a lot of the producers, a lot of the grape growers there have had this land since the 1860s, 1890s. I mean, they've had everything for over 100 years. And the thing you need to know about grapevines is they're grown in the marginal land. It's on the side of hills. It's in places where you wouldn't really grow anything else, where there's not enough water. You know, grapes like to be bullied, I think. So Lodi, you know, in Napa, there's people buying vineyards for millions of dollars, but Lodi, people had it in their family for six, seven generations. It's paid for. And most of them started up wineries in the 80s, 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s, back when wine started to get profitable. And they're all paid for. So, you know, you talk about, well, California wine, it's, you know, the cost is a lot. Well, yeah, it is a lot, but in Lodi, it's less than it could be everywhere else. Just because people have these grapes, and therefore you can get a quality wine for a little bit less, and it doesn't get the full tilt reputation with the high end wine buyers. They they're looking for these single vineyards, and they want a reputation for 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. In Lodi, you kind of don't get that as much. You get good wines, but you know, like maybe $70 tops it out for the most part. And so you can get really good wine. And this wine was made by a company that makes private brands, and they said they partnered with a Lodi winemaker. which is good because the Lodi winemaker will know what to do with the Lodi wine and Lodi grapes. So how's it taste? It tastes good. It's a Bordeaux blend that's ripe and juicy. One tidbit of information I found that this wine was selling in a couple of places where Trader Joe's doesn't have stores. And usually, you know, they'll have it in regular wine shops. And this is $18 wine on sale for $15 in those situations. This $8 wine or $9 wine, I forget what it is. So it's kind of almost half price than what you'd get in a retail value store. It tastes good. It's ripe and juicy. It's got a good mouthfeel. It's got chewy tannins. Anytime you got Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, you want those chewy tannins because otherwise you don't have a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Cabernet Franc. Those are mandatory. So you got a good wine. It tastes great. It's $9, you know, or $15 if you don't get it at Trader Joe's. Taylor sip. Not the most complex wine in the world, but it's tasty and it's got good length. Check it out. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Yeah, it's a good wine. It's not going to blow you away, but you're going to be happy with your purchase. So that's it for me. Keep it cheap. I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days, and stay cool, and I'll be talking to you. Adios. Bye-bye.